Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan and Sports Radio 66. WFAN New York.
The man, as advertised, we have someone on the air with us right now. We are about to introduce who is the New York Rangers. And by the way, you can watch all of the post game of Game 5 on MSG with Al Troutwick, Ron Duguay, Steve Alliquette, and John Giannone, all involved. And with us now is not only the television voice of the New York Rangers, a legend in his own time and mind, no doubt, and a guy who over 30 years has been the voice of the New York Rangers, and I will speak for myself, and I think I can speak for some other Ranger fans as well. We miss him on the telecast. Nothing against NBC and those guys. They're terrific. They're good. They're professional, the whole thing. But they're not Sam Rosen. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Steve, and I miss doing the games. And fortunately, I've been keeping involved, backing up Kenny on the radio side, so I get to do the game on radio tomorrow.
Yeah, excellent. And that's and I should have mentioned that also. And that is very, very good that you're involved with calling the games. And again, I mean, it is what it is with the NBC, and we all understand that.
Yeah.
But you are absolutely, without question, missed by anyone looking in on the New York Rangers. First of all, after the first two games, it didn't look very good, but then we have seen a resurgence, the energy, the passion, the determination. Sam, what a difference two games can make.
You know, you're right, Steve, but I would say this. Those first two games in Ottawa, the Rangers could have won, and in my mind, should have won game two. Game one was an even game. 1-1 game.
Sure.
Late in the game, Carlson makes a terrific play out of the corner and bounces one in off of Stepan and Lundqvist, and it's a 2-1 final. Game two, the Rangers had. I mean, there's less than 4 minutes to go. They're up 5-3. They had led by two goals three times in the game. That should never have gotten away from them. But to their credit, this is something that we've seen. We saw in the Montreal series. We've seen it throughout the season. Alain Vigneault will challenge his best players to step up, and they have answered that call. They did it in the Montreal series.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back home, in game three against Ottawa, they played, I thought, a near-perfect game and repeated that last night to even up the series. That's the way the Rangers have to play. They play the game with discipline. They play the game with everyone contributing, getting good goaltending, getting good defense, and everyone contributing in the scoring. And basically, that's their winning formula.
And what a thing, and what you just said about everybody contributing, forget for just a second the marquee players, the Nashes and the Criders, of course, they have both scored in the two series with the Montreal and with the, what we saw from last night. But everybody is playing a part, and everybody is contributing, even, I mean, Brady Shea, Zibanejad. I mean, all of these guys that and Tanner Glass. I mean, the Rangers are rolling all four lines, and everybody is contributing.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's what Alain Vigneault wants, Steve. Tanner Glass is a quality guy, loved in the locker room, went down the minors all season long and waited. And got the call late in the season. The Rangers played Montreal in March, a game after the trading deadline. Montreal came in and pushed the Rangers around in the game at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And after that, Tanner Glass got called up, and he has been in and out of the lineup, but when he's called upon, he's ready. He showed it in the Montreal series when he scored a big goal in game one. And then last night, just a terrific performance. He and Oscar Lindberg, Glass sets the tone with his physical play. He sticks up for all of his teammates, but he's also a player who's played with skill. He's been on the Pittsburgh teams with Sidney Crosby. He's played with highly skilled players. So I give him a lot of credit, Steve. He's always ready to play. He skates well, and he's involved, and he's not afraid to go into the dirty areas, whether it's the corners, along the boards, or in front of the net. He's a big contributor, and it's great to see Oscar Lindberg. Doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, maybe 10 minutes a game, if that much. But he's been a good contributor, solid fourth-line player, and you can't ask for more than that. And coaches have told myself and Joe Micheletti throughout the years, Steve, that in the playoffs, the teams that get contributions from their third and fourth lines are the teams that win, and the Rangers are getting that.
And you know what is something, and listen, and what you have seen from the Rangers, we thought, a lot of us thought, and apparently thought wrong, that what was missing with the Rangers come postseason was physicality. Well, you want to push the Rangers around? We have seen Sam pushing the Rangers, pushing right back.
Yeah, and you like that. You pointed out, Steve, you have to have it. It's not that you necessarily have to initiate it, but you have to stand up for yourself, for your teammates, and push it to the limit. We've seen Ryan McDonagh be physical. Brendan Smith has been a terrific acquisition, been very physical on defense. The man we just talked about, Tanner Glass, loves to play that game. JT Miller has played a physical game. When you see these guys play that way, you know that the Rangers can handle the physical style of play. They did it against Montreal. Montreal started their first round series with bigger players. It didn't work out. The Rangers stood up to that, showed Montreal that they would be the better team, and Montreal was the team that had to make changes throughout that series. And we're seeing it again here against Ottawa with the last couple of games with the Rangers initiating the physical play, forcing turnovers, and Ottawa doesn't have an answer for it.
And again, the guy who scored the first goal last night certainly made up for that pinching mistake in game number two, and he scores the first goal. So even if there are some and we know from Girardi that pass to nobody, but any mistakes, they seem to be able to recover from them and recover from them, Sam, right now.
Yeah, I think that part of it is this being a close-knit group. They play, they call it now the structure. It used to be the system. Whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, if they stick to the team system and the team structure, they find that they play very, very well. It's when they get a little careless, get out of position, turnovers in their own zone, as you like to refer to, Steve, that's when they get in trouble. But No, they've been able to handle mistakes, recover from them, support one another. And you mentioned Nick Holden. Nick Holden's had some adversity. He's come back from it, and he scored a huge goal last night, a great play. Great pass from Kevin Hayes, and Holden with a great move to score the first goal of the game. So, again, that goes to what we said before, the contributions up and down the line, whether it's first-line player, fourth-line player, or players on defense who get involved offensively. And that's what we're seeing from this team.
Yeah, the skating, I mean, we know about the speed, we know about with the skating, and the passing has been just terrific. We've seen a number of players with some exceptional passing, and of course, especially so in the last two games, Sam.
Highly skilled team, Steve. It's been that way all season long. You see the balance throughout the lineup, but you see the skills. A big man like Kevin Hayes has got real good hands, made a terrific pass to Nick Holden. When he's on his game, he's making passes like that. Even a player who plays a physical game like JT Miller holds onto the puck and likes to make plays. He's an excellent passer. The only thing he hasn't done yet, thus in this year's playoffs, is score goals. And I think he's just about due to break out. But JT Miller is a good playmaker, good offensive player who combines the physical play. And I think we see that throughout the lineup. And the guys we mentioned before, Oscar Lindberg, fourth-line player, but he scores a couple of goals, and he's a good passer. We see it from Jesper Foss. The coach loves Jesper Foss, can play him on any line in any situation. So we see a good combination of skilled players, smart players, and a team that plays together.
Sam, have you heard anything with Carlson and his foot?
Yes.
Is he going to play in Game 5?
Yes, he will play, Steve. He's not 100%, but he will play. The people in Ottawa say he's around 75%. Mm-hmm. The other night he was probably less than that. The Rangers have been going after him. Anytime they have a free shot at him, they take it. And that's what you have to do. That's part of the game plan. You want to take out their best player, if you possibly can. They know that he's not 100%. He's giving it all he can, but it works in the Rangers' favor. If they can make him work harder, work in the defensive zone, get hits on him as often as they can, it works to the Rangers' benefit.
And Lundqvist, in the last two games, he hasn't been as tested as he was in Game 1 and Game 2, that's for sure, and giving him a chance in Game 3 and Game 4 to take a breath every now and then.
It certainly helps, and we know what Henrik Lundqvist can do. When the pressure is on, he's there, he handles it. He had what you would call for him a bit of a subpar game in Game 2. Game 1, he was outstanding. Games 3 and 4, solid. Did just what he had to do. Make a big save when you have to, but he wasn't overworked because, again, the Rangers controlled the play. The play was in the offense, their offensive zone. They forced Ottawa to defend. Ottawa gets fewer chances, fewer good scoring chances, fewer shots on goal. And it works to Henrik's benefit.
Do you believe, and we're talking to a voice everybody knows, do you believe in momentum, Sam?
To a degree, Steve. I think more so in confidence. And right now, when you come off the type of games that the Rangers have played in the last two, there's a lot of confidence there. The other part is that now in three games in a row, even in the game that they lost in Game 2, they've scored at least four goals in each game. So the offense is there. They know they can score on Craig Anderson. He's had in the past. He's been strong against them. Now they've proven to themselves they can score against him. So I think it's a confidence factor that the Rangers have and that Ottawa's got to try and get back if they hope to regain control of the series.
And the more that Anderson handles the puck, Sam, advantage Rangers.
We like that. We like that. When you see a goaltender flub the puck a little bit, it works to the Rangers' advantage. There have been giveaways. It's created scoring chances for the Rangers. In the games against Montreal, they try to keep the puck away from Carey Price because he was such a good puck handler. With Craig Anderson, you don't worry about it. You don't change your game. If he goes out and plays the puck, you want to get somebody in on the forecheck as quickly as possible to get him to try and move the puck sooner than he wants to, and that gives you a good chance for a turnover, creating a scoring chance.
And I miss your call on the power play goals.
I'll try and give you one on radio tomorrow, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Okay.
And Sam, we know up in Canada and where you are, you're ready for the game. Have a great radio cast, and maybe next week You know, if you have a couple of minutes, I'd love to have you on, and we could take some calls from some Ranger fans and do a little bit more if the Rangers advance. Because you can't take anything for granted, Sam.
No, you really can't. Here's the thing that the Rangers have to remember. As well as they've played in the two games, it's still a 2-2 series.
Right.
And Game 5 is a pivotal game. Statistics show that the team that wins Game 5 in a 2-2 series wins the series 78% of the time. So let's go as far as the Rangers are concerned. They know that they have to keep going and play the way they have in the last two games, because it's still an even series and a bounce here or there, as we saw in Game 1 and then again in Game 2, could turn the series around.
Sam, thanks so much for the insight.
Always a pleasure, Steve, and be happy to come on with you. If the Rangers advance, I'll be happy to be on with you.
Yeah, well, it's booked.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.